Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coming up tomorrow on Big Rich, TD and Fletch, Ben is going to bring in a sandwich that's going to change our lives on a Next Level Fat Guy Stuff Tuesday. And Aztecs men's basketball coach Tony Velasquez will join us to talk about their Sweet 16 matchup with Alabama. We get started at 6 on San Diego Sports 760.
All right. I'm just going to move on. Let's say hello to Brian Dutcher. Was really happy for Dutch for all the reasons we just mentioned there. San Diego State goes back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2014. Thank you to Todd Strain, NBC, who says, in regards to the Alabama game being the biggest game in program history, I asked DJ Gay, Winston Shepherd, that question. DJ Gay said, yeah, Shepherd said the win at Kansas was bigger, but a W Friday would trump that. Both played in previous SDSU Sweet 16 games. So thank you, Todd Strain, for listening and for chiming in on Twitter at D Smith Show. Brian Dutcher, when last we spoke to him, he was giving us the review for the Chicken Wings in Orlando, Florida, getting set to take on the College of Charleston. We know the way the weekend went. Here's Dutch back on San Diego Sports 760. Congrats, Dutch. Welcome back.
Thanks, Darren, and excited to be on the show today.
Well, thank you. We're excited to have you. How was that weekend for you?
Pretty nice. You know, I was worried about the team, you know, traveling the East Coast. Basically, we're on the road 8 out of the last 10 days. And just to credit how they could stay focused, our training staff, our strength coach, keep us physically healthy and get us through Sweet 16 opening weekend to get us to the Sweet 16.
A lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun, too. How much did you get a chance to enjoy it? Certainly with some of the San Diego State fans that made the trip, Dutch. We talked last week, you were telling us a little bit about the open practice session. Everybody hadn't yet made their way to Orlando, but when they did, you could hear it through the television. What was it like just in terms of you getting a sense of not only winning, advancing, and making it to the second weekend of the tournament, but also, you know, to have some of your fans fly across the country and support y'all?
We've got a great fan base here, and you know that. They're loyal, and I can't imagine if we were playing in Vegas this weekend, what it'd be like. Be like the Thomas and Mack for the conference tournament, full of Aztec fans. But our fans that can make it, they came. And they'll come again. They'll come to Louisville. We won't have the numbers we'd have had if we could have stayed west, but our fan base is extremely loyal.
Brian Dutcher's joining us, San Diego Sports 760. You can listen to the Aztecs taking on Alabama upcoming this weekend. Pregame show starts at 2:30 with John Schaefer, who will be there in Louisville, Kentucky. Dutch, this past weekend, College of Charleston and then Furman. You're like the king of South Carolina, by the way, and these two South Carolina schools, as odd as that is, to have them both standing there in front of you and getting through them all. Yeah, you told us last week you talked a little bit about, you know, how you were preparing for the games. You were watching film on Charleston. Somebody, I'm sure, was looking ahead to Furman or Virginia. But for you, in anticipation of these games, you know, what's the process? Are you thinking at all about previous tournament games for yourself? Are you thinking about just what's ahead of you, College of Charleston? What was it like for you just getting set to go out there and face the teams that you faced?
Yeah, you always think of past, like our past season's loss to Creighton. You don't think of that as you're playing this year's tournament. You're thinking of all the things that you could have done better to win the game, and you work on those since the start of the year. So when we were pressed in the game, we did a better job handling press. You know, when they won 3-1 to us, we were prepared for that. Mm-hmm. And so the guys just did a great job of preparing, not only the coaches, but the team. And so, yeah, you think of past performances, but at that time, it's not going to do any good unless you've done your work ahead of time.
And I want to just put the 0-3 thing to bed for one final time, if you don't mind. Because last week or 2 weeks ago, you came on the show and you said, hey, listen, this team doesn't care at all about my NCAA tournament record. And I thought, you know, I bet you they actually do. You know, I mean, knowing the way your team is, how selfless it is, you know, how everybody really seems to care for one another, not just the players, but the coaches. I wondered if it had all crossed your mind, like that maybe they would care about that and they would take that out there onto the court, right? Like that they even got tired of hearing that on your behalf. Did that ever cross your mind at all?
No, not really, Darren. And I mean, I might be naive in the fact where all those wins that I sat on the bench with Coach Fisher, I felt like they were our wins, you know? And I know Coach would feel the same way. He knows it's a team sport, and obviously people look at your individual record when you're the head coach. But this is a team sport. We're not playing golf. We're not playing tennis. We're not doing it on our own. And so maybe people didn't want to give me credit for all those wins we'd had over the years, but I took a small amount of it. And so you can't take all the blame either when you lose, you know. So I'm kind of right down the middle. I'm embracing it that we won two tournament games so far this year. We made the Sweet 16. It has very little to do with me.
Well, again, I thought the players might say, hey, you know, we got to go out there and we got to do this, especially when you have a handful of exiting seniors as well. So I did think about that maybe they would put that kind of pressure on themselves, but it didn't appear that way. Dutch, what an opportunity this week against the University of Alabama. And, you know, it's hard to quantify what the most important game is. It's the next game. You're taking on the top team in the country, the top team in the tournament. I mean, this opportunity that you have ahead of you, Friday in Louisville against Alabama, what's it like just sitting and getting set for that one?
It's exciting. I mean, obviously we got back. We're watching film. We know what our opponent is. We know how good they are, and they truly are. But I said when we got off the bus, our opponent has always been ourselves. And if we play to our standard and we get beat, we'll tip our hat. But we have to play to our standard. And so as much as the opponent's Alabama, the opponent is San Diego State itself and how good we can play.
The opportunity to take the program to a place that it's never been before. You know, again, we'll probably spend a lot of time on shows like this trying to put into words how big this game is. Is it the biggest game in program history? But for you to go to a place that the program's never been before, you've been there before. What's that like? Just even letting that go through your mind here this week that you have this opportunity on Friday.
It's exciting. Our guys will be excited to play on that national stage. This is why they came to San Diego State. When they came here, we told them our goal is to win a national championship. It wasn't to say get to a Sweet 16, get to an Elite Eight, get to whatever it is. You have to have the highest of goals to have a chance to achieve them. And so this is just business as usual as far as we're concerned. We haven't got there yet. But at some point, we have to break through, and maybe this is the year we break through.
So you faced a 12, you faced a 13, your favorites in both of those games. Is there anything different mindset-wise, Dutch, on top of what you just mentioned there, knowing what the stated goals for the program are and how everybody understands what they are at this point? But now you're going to be an underdog for the first time in the tournament. You're going to face a higher seed. Is there anything different about the approach based on those variables than you would have had the first weekend facing Charleston and Furman?
No, just play with great swagger. Believe in ourselves. Know we're good enough to beat Alabama. Whether we do or not, we have to believe we're good enough, and I think we are. So we'll go out there and hopefully play our best basketball of the season.
Yeah, what do you got on Alabama? They've been obviously in the news a little bit this year, Dutch, and not just because they're a really, really good basketball team, but I think people are at least have a surface-level understanding of what this program's what it's all about and some of the things that are happening in and around the program this year. What makes them so good? They know the name Brandon Miller. They know some of the other names in the program there. What have you seen early on about Bama?
It's just what all good teams have. They have length and athleticism. They have skill. They're well coached. And they compete at a high level. I mean, their defense is actually ranked higher than ours. And so it's not just offense run up and down and score, which they do. They defend at a high level. So it will be the ultimate challenge, but I think one that we'll be up for.
I love the way you guys coach these games this past weekend. And I suspect there's probably a lot more thought than goes into it, but you make substitutions so early in these games, and here comes Ladie, and it's not like somebody's in foul trouble early on. Here comes a rope, and then you know here comes another couple of bodies, and then here comes Parrish. The approach that you guys have had, as somebody who's watched almost every single minute of all of your games this year, like there's no real trend to this, like that you keep going to your bench and just throwing these bodies at the opposition. Dutch, how does it work for you guys?
Our depth has been our strength since the start of the year, and we keep talking about it, but it's proven to be true. You know, that's why the second game we seem to be fresh, because we're playing guys only 20-some minutes, first 30-some minutes a game. And that's why we're fresh down the stretch, and that's maybe why we're playing our best basketball in March, which we always, that's always our goal, is to be at our best at the end of the season.
And these guys know, right? Like, they know 3-4 minutes into this game, even if somebody's not in foul trouble, you know, Agukarope or Ladie, you be ready, because you might get in here a little bit earlier than we would think of a traditional or a conventional type substitution.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this team. Most teams can't do that. Yeah, they can go to the bench, but they don't get buy-in. Guys are mad when they come out. You know, they hang their heads. Why am I coming out? That has not been this team. This team has embraced their roles. They don't worry about if they're out of the game. They cheer for the guys in the game. And when their time comes again, they're ready to go back in because they're not sitting on the bench pouting. They're focused on the game, focused on winning, and that's probably the greatest credit to the kids.
I was doing a little research here on Bama, and I found a story in one of their local papers. There's a player on their team named Noah Gurley. And he said he knows a lot about San Diego State because you or somebody on the coaching staff that you guys were interested in him when he was in the transfer portal. Is that right?
Yep, probably so.
Yeah, he said he like spoke with you and talked to their coach and talked to the players and all that sort of stuff. I thought that was an interesting way of having some insight into the program. Yep. Here that you guys, somebody went after him.
Well, hopefully we didn't give him any secrets when we were recruiting him. That's right. The key. Hopefully we gave him enough information and he'd be interested, but not an information where he would tell all the secrets.
Yeah, he said he knows you. He said he had a good conversation with you. He came from Furman, oddly enough, you know, before he went to Alabama. So, you know, he's one of those players. I was like, wow, what an interesting time in college basketball. Yep. The players are thinking about their experiences through the transfer portal. Dutch, true or false, do you guys have a list of people that have picked against the Aztecs? And you guys, you know, have a bunch of names of media types here that have picked against you all?
Not really.
Come on.
I haven't read any of it. Like I said, the key to our success is, you know, sometimes you can use that as a motivating factor. Well, we're well beyond that. It's just trying to be at our very best. And if we're at our very best, we're going to be hard to beat.
You are. Looking forward to it on Friday. What's the biggest difference first weekend of the second weekend of the tournament? I know what it's like, the difference as a fan, how it feels watching these games. That first weekend's like this celebration of basketball, and here's a couple of upsets, and oh my goodness, my bracket is crap. What's it like as a coach now? It's different, right, going from this first weekend to the second weekend?
Yeah, I think the nerves are over. You know, I thought the first game against Charleston, we were nervous. Not everybody, but we had certain guys that were nervous on the floor playing in, you know, their first NCAA tournament game, the pressure of that. And then you get to the second game, and you seem to play a little bit more free. And now I think we're used to the rhythm, the routine of it, and I think we'll have maximum performance out of all our guys.
What was it like getting back to San Diego and seeing some of your fans there to greet you?
It was great. It was great. Come on, we have the greatest fan base on the West Coast. And like I said, being on the road 8 out of 10 days was not easy. Now at least we get in our own beds for 4 nights before we have to head back on the road on Wednesday.
Right, back on that charter flight, too, which should be a ton of fun. Hopefully there's no government officials hovering above San Diego when you guys are due to take off on Thursday or whenever it is that you're making your way to Louisville.
I'd love to get out on time.
Well, I don't know. It seemed to work for you last time when you guys got in at whatever time you got in and ordered your chicken wings. Dutch, what a weekend. I'm sure you've heard from a lot of Aztec alumni, basketball alumni and sports alumni and the like. I'm sure it's been a crazy weekend on your cell phone. Good luck this weekend against Alabama. Should be an incredible fun time and opportunity for you guys.
Thanks, Darren. I'm excited for us, San Diego State, and the city of San Diego. Hopefully we represent all of us well.
I think you guys already have. Thank you, Brian Dutcher. Brian Dutcher, head coach, San Diego State, who wins over the weekend, getting through Charleston 63-57, as he said. Sometimes a little bit of those jitters, a little bit of the nerves. Furman seemed like that one was you know, in cruise control there. Basically, you know, the Aztecs were on the trot coming across the second half on that one. And Alabama will be different. And it's just, you're going to hear it a million times this week. It's just a different, it's a totally different thing. Totally different gig, totally different feel. The house money thing doesn't really apply, at least where Dutcher sits, because, you know, that's not what the program is. It's not what the program is structured, and it's not how they view themselves internally, which I think is a pretty, pretty cool thing. Thank you to Brian Dutcher. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.